Okay, this is Parashas Chayesara. We are going to talk about the topic of feeding animals prior to a human being. The source of that is halacha, essentially the Gemara Maseches Brachos. The Gemara says Maseches Brachos about men. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Asur la'adam shiyochal kodem shitein maichol ubehemto. It is prohibited, says Rav, for an individual to eat prior to giving his animal food to eat. The source of this rule, Rav says, is based on a pasuk in Shema, second chapter of Hayim Shema, and it's at the Esev b'sadachol yitemtecha, v'hadar v'chalta v'savata. The Gemara says, first you should give Esev grass to your animal to eat, and only then does the pasuk say, v'chalta v'savata, and you should eat. So the fact that, chronologically speaking, the pasuk says that first you should give your animals grass to eat, and only after that does it say, v'chalta v'savata, is indicative, says Rav, of the fact that first your animals should be fed, and only after your animals are fed should you eat. As the pasuk says again, "Nasati esev b'sadachal v'mtecha, v'hadar v'achalta v'savata." Seemingly, this is a gzeiras hakasuv, and as such, would mean that this would be asur midiraisa, be prohibited biblically to actually eat prior to giving your animals to eat food. Indeed, this is the opinion of the Magen Avraham, quoting a Maharam, the Bir Halacha, in Orach Chaim Simukuf Samach Zayin, Dibra Hamaskel Mikol Makom, to Sivav, right? That the position of the Chubas Maram, the Lechol Kodem HaBehema Hu Issa D'Raisa, to give your animal to eat prior to giving your animal milk to eat, is prohibited biblically. Umashma D'Svilet U'Drasha Gemura. This is an absolute drasha, the law asmachta, not simply a reminder, a mnemonic, or a way to indicate that it's prohibited to eat prior to giving your animal to eat, but absolutely positively the position of the Maram, quoted by the Magen Avraham, quoted by the Bir Halacha, is that this indeed is an Issa D'Raisa. However, the position of the Magen Avraham seems to be a Shita Yechida, a independent and unique position against most Achronim, as most Achronim are of the position that it's only an Issa Midrabanan. It would seem to be that that is the consensus opinion, certainly because of the fact that most Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch never cite this Halacha in an explicit way. Nowhere in Shulchan Aruch does it say that it's Asr La'adam Litain Le'echol Kodem Shitin L'behemto, never says specifically and explicitly that it's prohibited for you to eat prior to your animal's eating. It would seem to me that it's a nice thing to do. It's an Eitz Tova, maybe rabbinically it's appropriate, but nowhere does it say that it's Asum D'Raisa outside of this opinion of the Magen Avraham in the name of the Maharam. And moreover, many Achronim quoted the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam, the last halacha and Perek Tes of Hilchos Avadim, talks about how one should treat his slave. And, of course, a slave has to do work for the master, but nonetheless, the slave should be treated properly, respectfully, and nicely. And the Rambam concludes and writes, Chachamim HaRishonim, the early scholars, pious, righteous, Hayinostin le'evin mikol tafshil v'tafshil shay ochlim. The righteous masters, what they would do is they would give their servants to eat from all the foods that they had prior to the master eating himself. Furthermore, they would prepare and give food for their animal and for their servants prior to them eating themselves. So the Rambam seems to indicate that this is only a midas chasidus. It's a nice thing to do. It's an eitz tova. It's a good and kind and right and appropriate thing to do. But certainly the Rambam doesn't state that it's prohibited biblically. If anything, it's only a nice thing to do and appropriate to do. Therefore, the consensus, the majority opinion on this issue is that it would not be an issa d'iraisa. Now, l'may nafka mina, what would be the practical ramification or difference whether or not it'd be prohibited to eat prior to animal eating or whether or not you must serve your animal prior to eating? Is that an issa d'iraisa or is that issa d'rabbana? The Bir Halacha himself mentioned that there's a very, very basic difference. As the Mechaber says in Siman Kuf Samech Zayin, Sivav, that it's prohibited to be mafsik, to speak, to talk, to do anything unnecessarily in between the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz and from the time that you eat. And if one does speak inappropriately or unnecessarily, then one should go back and actually recite the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. However, there's an exception to that rule. If you mention anything that is Litzorech Ha'achila, that's certainly a necessity for the sake of the eating. For example, pass me the salt. Or, for example, give the animal to eat, or anything along those lines, there's no requirement to go back and make a bracha, and if you have to be mafsik, you can be mafsik. So clearly the Mechaber, based upon the Gemara and Brachos and Daf Mem, seems to say that the right thing to do is to make sure that your animal eats first, so much so that if you didn't feed your animal prior to making the bracha of hamotzi lachamaras, you can stop and you could say, give the animal to eat first. The Rama, commenting on the Mechaber, says, when you call makom lechatchila lo yafsik lal, you really shouldn't set up a situation where you can forecast that that is what you're going to have to do. It's in an ex post facto situation if you forget to feed the animal. If you forget to bring salt to the table, then b'di'evet, you're able to be masik. But ideally, you shouldn't do such a thing at all. However, the Mishnah Brura in the Be'er Halacha comments and says that there would be a significant difference as to whether or not feeding one's animals prior to oneself is prohibited biblically or rabbinically. Says the Be'er Halacha that if indeed it is prohibited biblically, then absolutely, positively, you should be masik. You should speak and say, lechatchila, mitzvah lahavi melech kodem shemarech lapas. You should absolutely say, you need to bring salt to the table, or you need to feed the animal first. But if it's only prohibited rabbinically, then one certainly should be cautious and careful and make sure not to be masik whatsoever at all. So that would be one basic practical ramification, whether or not it's prohibited biblically not to feed your animal prior to eating, or whether it's only prohibited rabbinically. If it's asum deraisa, then you absolutely, positively should make sure to speak in between, if indeed that is the case that necessitates. And of course, if it's only in isur midrabanan, maybe best case is that you shouldn't speak at all, not to be mafsik between the bracha and the eating. This is the background behind the prohibition, the isur, which either is midiraisa, according to one opinion, midrabanan, or an eitz tov, according to most opinions. However, if you take a look in this week's parasha, parashas Chayetzara, it seems to be that this is not something that's too wrong, because as we're all aware, the basic storyline in parashas Chayetzara is Avram looking for a wife for his son Yitzchak, and he sends Eliezer on a far journey to look after his son Yitzchak and to find a wife for her. And Eliezer is preparing for the journey, and he heads out on his way, makes the following statement in the beginning of the parasha, in Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Yud Dalet. V'hoya ha-ne'ora, asher omar eileha hatina kadech ve'eshteh, the maiden, the woman, who shall say, please, tip over your jug so I may drink. V'amra shesei, v'gam g'molecha ashkeh. And she responds and says, surely, sir, you can drink, and not only shall you drink and can you drink, your camels can also drink. Says Eliezer, ata hochachta l'avdecha l'yitzchak. That will be the woman who I will be certain and sure that she is the appropriate woman for your master's son, Avram. Clearly, Eliezer seems to indicate that the appropriate order and the woman who's going to be the destined woman to marry into the house of Avram and to marry Yitzchak, first is going to say, shesei, that you, a human, Eliezer, should drink v'gam g'malach ha'eshka. And only after that, will your gemalim, will your camels drink? Asks many achronim, the Magen Avraham, the Chasim Sofer, and a list, and a long laundry list of Beforshim and the Chumash and Balei Halacha, Baruch Haim HaKadosh, Moshe Feinstein, Tshuva discusses this question at length. Wonder how can Eliezer have stated that first the gamel should drink, first the Isha will offer Eliezer to drink, and only after offering Eliezer to drink will she then offer the camels. That's against the halacha. The Gemara Brachos and Daf Mem says you can't feed a human prior to feeding an animal. And here you see that's what Rivka does. Truth be told, there are at least two other places in Chumash where one gets the indication that indeed that is the appropriate thing to do. First, feed yourself, and only then should you feed the animal. And the pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Noach, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding Noach to head out and go into the Teva, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, V'ata, kach lecha mikol maichol, says Hashem to Noach, take all of the food, asher ye'ochel, that you will eat, v'asaf te'lech, and gather it. And then the pasuk says, V'hoya lecha v'lahem le'ochel, that it should be food for you, and only then for them. Seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first tells Noach to collect food for himself and for the human beings on the Teva, and only then should the food be considered for the animals. Again, the impression being that you first will feed humans, and only after feeding humans will you feed the animals. There's a third place in the Torah, and that's in Parshas Chukas, where again you get the indication that first humans eat, and only then do the animals drink. And the famous story of Nein Meriba, where Moshe Rabbeinu hits the rock as opposed to speaking to the rock, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, V'hotzei solhem mayim min hasela, You'll remove, you'll extract water from the rock. V'hishkisa es ha'eda v'es biram. And from that water that is brought forth from the rock, you will give yourself and the assembly to drink, and then to their animals. So again, the impression from the pasuk is quite clear, that first Moshe Rabbeinu is commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to feed the assembly, to allow them to drink, and only after that should the Be'iram, should the animals drink. Three places in the Torah, one in Parshas Chayesara, two in Parshas Noach, and three in Parshas Chukas, there's a very clear indication in the text in the Psukim that first humans drink, and only after humans drink do animals drink. How could that be, of course, raised the numerous achronim of Farshi Achumish Bali Halacha? How could this be the case? It's the Gemara Brachos and the opinion of Rav, and as the Shulchan Aruch seems to indicate, that this would be the halacha that first you have to give your animals to drink, and only then, after that, you give human beings to drink. Let's begin with the opinion of Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer raises this question as Perish al Torah Parsh Soch. He notes this issue in his Chidushim to Shas, in Mesechus Gittin, where this Gemara is also repeated, as well as in Gilion to Shulchan Aruch, and his footnotes in Gloss to Shulchan Aruch, or Achaim Simukuf Zamach Zayin. Chassam Sofer notes, where is the Pasuk, V'nasati Esev B'sadacha Livhentecha V'chalta V'sevata found? That's the Pasuk the Gemara uses as the source text to prove that first one should give one's animals to eat, and only after that to give one humans to eat. That's a pasuk in the second chapter of Shema Bahaya im Shamoa Tishmuel Mitzvosai, that you should listen to God's commandments. And that the Gemara says, when the Jewish people are ilsuim ritzonim shalmakim, when the Jewish people call us, so following the will of God, Hayim Shema Tishmuel Tzosai Shenoch Mitzavitzchem Hayom Liava, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will give them bounty, I will give them rain, I will give them produce, I will give them absolutely positively everything they need. Brachos ad b'lidai, all the physical bounty that humans need, it will be within the Jewish people's hands so long as that they behave properly and listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if not, chas v'shalom, if they don't listen, then we'll get in trouble and we won't have what we need. Explains the Chassam Sofer that when things are going well, when things are going right, when we listen to God, we follow in God's statutes and listen to God's rule, then the right thing to do is that we first will give our animals teeth and then we will fend for ourselves. As the pasuk says, when we're doing everything right and proper, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of our needs. We will be fed. We will be given water. We will see all the success that's available when we're doing a ritzon shalmakom. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you take care of everybody else because I will take care of you. But when we're not doing what we're supposed to do, Chalila, we're not following the statutes of God, then no longer we tachas hashkachas yuzbarach, no longer under the success and the watch of God, and then we are behemos nidamu, then we're almost like animals. We have to fend for ourselves. We have to look after ourselves. We have to almost know are not being looked after by God. So therefore, we have to first, in that situation, look after ourselves first and foremost. Says the Chassam Sofer, now you can understand why in Parshas Noach and Parshas Chukas, first we are told to eat, and only then are the animals. Parshas Noach is a parsha of klala. The world is being drowned. We've done something wrong. Kadosh Baruch Hu has to wipe all everything off of the face of the earth. We didn't do what we were supposed to do. We're not osim ritzono shel makom. Therefore, we can't follow the general classic rule of first giving our animal to eat and only after that giving ourselves to eat, because we're not shamoa tishmo mitzvosai. The same thing is true, says the Chassam Sofer from Parshas Chukas, where we did wrong. We didn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We complained and we kvetched. We were misonin and mislonin in the midbar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll give you water. Speak to the rock. And ultimately, the rock was hit. But all of the assembly and all Klal Yisrael weren't doing what they were supposed to do. And therefore, we have to look for ourselves first. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes that and therefore tells us first, V'yishkisa sa'eda v'esbiram. The Chassam Sofer's principle and Yisod answers up certainly why it is that we're first told to drink in Parshas Chukas by Mei Meriva, as well as why we should be taking care of ourselves first in Parshas Noach, because we're not osim ritzono shel makom, and the rule of giving our animals to eat only first and foremost, and only then looking out for ourselves, is only when times are right and proper, and in Parshas Noach and Parshas Chukas, that's not the case. Now, the answer the Chassam Sofer clearly deals and takes care and answers the difficulties in Parshas Chukas and Parshas Noach, but we're still stuck, what's doing with Rivka? And Eliezer, how could it be that Eliezer notes that the woman who brings me, Eliezer, something to drink, and only after that gives the camels to drink, that will be the woman that's chosen by God. How could that be? and Chasam Sofer doesn't deal with that explicitly. However, many of the Mefarshim Chumash and Bali Halacha do, and the Or Chaim HaKadosh on the spot in Parshas Chayesara and these psukim notes this difficulty. And Chasam Sofer says that the rule to feed your animal prior to feeding yourself is when everything is hunky-dory and when there's no problem. However, b'shas sakana, when there's any level of danger, or there's any problem or shas hadchak, or an extenuating circumstance, first we have to look after ourselves. Eliezer is in a predicament. He's been walking and journeying for some time. He finds himself in the desert. And Rivka notices and recognizes and sees in him someone who's parched, who's been traveling and walking, and therefore recognizes that this is a person who has to drink. Let me take care of him, and only after that will I take care of the gamal. Therefore, Eliezer recognizes that, Rivka recognizes as well, and this is deemed the shas hakana, extenuating circumstance, and as such, she gives Eliezer to drink first. And if you follow the psukim, says the Rechaim HaKadosh, and he comments as well on Pasuk Yotes, the Pasuk says, Vatichal Hashkoso, after she finishes giving Eliezer to drink, Vatomer Gam L'Gemalecha Eshov Adim Kilu Lishtos, let me give the Gemalim, the camels, to drink now. She is only taking care of Eliezer up until the point that she recognizes that he's no longer in trouble, no longer in a dangerous situation, predicament. Once that's been solved and Eliezer is hydrated and is healthy and is well, at that point, says the Rechaim HaKadosh, now immediately Rivka wastes no time and immediately gives the Gemalim to drink. That is how the Rechaim HaKadosh deals with these psukim and reconciles what Eliezer stated and what Rivka did with the Gemara and Brachos. However, the Adafraim, Rufaim Zalman Magalios, takes a different shot. And in his commentary, in his Gilyon to Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, says that here all things are different. When it came to the well that Rivka found herself at, so the Medrash and Farshim say that the water came up to greet her. B'derech Neis, it was a miraculous that all of the water wanted to help Rivka in order to give the Gemalim, in order to give Eliezer the drink. And anytime something happens b'derech neis, shelo b'derech hateva, then the rule of the Gemara doesn't apply. Says the Yad Ephraim, that's why first Rivka gave Eliezer to drink, because the classic rule of giving your animal to drink and only after giving your animal to drink do you drink, that's b'derech hateva in the natural rule. But when things happen miraculously in shelo b'derech hateva, then all that rule of Rav and the Gemara and Brachos and Daf Mem doesn't apply, and therefore Rivka gave Eliezer to drink prior to giving the Gemala. Says the Yad Ephraim, that's the same thing in Parshas Chukas. When Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock and water came out, although he didn't do what he was supposed to and he was supposed to speak to the rock, nonetheless it was a miracle. Because of that miracle, says the Yad Ephraim, therefore first the Pasuk says, V'hishkisa es ha'eda ve'achar kach es be'irah. First, Moshe Rabbeinu gave the people to drink, as God told him, and only after that did he give the animals to drink. So both Rechaim HaKadosh as well as the Yad Ephraim note that what we see in Eliezer's action and what we see in Rivka's activity is an exception to the rule. However, the Magen Avraham in Simkuf Samach Zayin, Tivkatan Yuchetz, quotes the Magen Avraham, quoting the Sefer Chassidim, who explains that what Rivka did is not an exception to the rule, but it is the rule. Because if you read the Gemara and Brachos carefully in Daf Mem, you'll note that the rule of feeding your animal prior to feeding man is true when it comes to the achalta v'savata. When do you feed your animal first? When you are eating, when you're having a meal. That's the pasuk says, v'nasati esav v'sadach halivimtecha, that you'll give grass to your animal to eat. V'hadar v'achalta v'savata, then you can eat. The pasuk, however, says nothing about drinking. It's only talking about eating. Says the Magen Avraham that from Rivka we learn that when it comes to drinking, humans come first. When it comes to eating, the Gemara says specifically that that's when you first feed an animal, and only then, after you feed your animal, do you feed yourself. But when it comes to drinking, the Gemara doesn't say anything about drinking. And moreover, says the Magen Avraham from the Sefer Chassidim, Rivka is the proof text to a new halacha that when it comes to drinking, first that's for human beings, and only after human beings do you give your animal feed. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, Tim Kuf Samach Zayin, Tzidkata Nem, Kasev HaMagen Avraham, B'Shem Sefer HaChassidim, Delishtos Adam Kodim LaBehema. When it comes to drinking, man comes prior to animal, Kidichsiv B'Rivka, like the Pasuk says, by Rivka, Sh'amra LaHe'evish Shisei, V'Gam Gimalecha Ashkef. First give Eliezer to drink, and only after giving Eliezer to drink, then the camels can drink. However, why is that the case? Why is there a distinction between eating and drinking? Why, when it comes to eating, do we first give the animal and then a human? And why, when it comes to drinking, do we first give the human as opposed to the animal? There are two suggestions that Mefarshim and Magen Avraham say. The first one is that when it comes to drinking and being hydrated, that's a very, very immediate and important need. Therefore, when you're looking at the needs of a human versus the needs of an animal, the human comes first, and of course when it comes to hydrating, first you'll give yourself, and only that you'll give your animal. A second suggestion is that when it comes to eating, we're concerned that we're nervous, maybe you started eating, before you know it, you're going to continue and continue and continue, you're going to forget about your animal. However, when you're drinking, you're taking a little bit of water, it's quick, it's immediate, you're going to drink, and then after you take care of yourself, which is a momentary need, then immediately you're not concerned that you're going to forget to feed your animal, and you'll feed your animal immediately after you drink. Based upon this opinion of the Magen Avraham, that when it comes to drinking, first man drinks, and only after man does animal drink, the Machtas HaShekel, commenting on the Magen Avraham, says that there's another important nafkamina that emerges. Remember, we said that when it comes to eating, when it comes to making a bracha of a motzi lechem eretz, it's permitted to be mafsik in order to say, give your animal to eat. Says the Machtas HaShekel, what about when it comes to drinking? Should you stop after you make your bracha and accidentally didn't give your animal to drink, and should you say, wait, give the animal to drink before taking a piece of bread and saying a motzi lechem eretz? Well, if the rules of drinking and eating are exactly the same, then certainly one should make a hefsek between netila and achila, because drinking and eating are the same rule. If we rule like the Rechaim HaKadosh and we rule like the Yad Ephraim, the drinking has the same rules as eating. There should be no difference. Just like you should stop and say, give the animals to eat, so too you should say, stop and give the animals to drink. However, if really when it comes to drinking, humans come first, and only after humans, then do we give the animals to eat, then absolutely, positively, says the Machtas HaShekel, it might be problematic to stop and say, wait, give the animals to drink, because the rule is when it comes to drinking, first humans drink and only then do animals drink. The Machtas HaShekel concludes in Hifsik Ulai Zitzarech Lach Sulavach. If you did stop and say, give the animal to drink, it's possible, says the Magina, the Machtas HaShekel, that you might have to go back and to make a new bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. The Shlus Yaakov and the Yaibitz, Rav Yaakov Reischer, and the Shelus Yaibitz, Rav Yaakov Emden, in each of their svarim say that we're not only referring to animals as behema gasa, as big animals, but any animal that's under your supervision, that you take care of and that you are responsible for, this halacha applies. So therefore, if it comes to cats and dogs, fish and birds and hamsters and all of the standard domesticated animals and pets that one may have in one's home, this rule should apply. So if that's the case, any time you sit down to eat, does that mean that you have to make sure that your bird and your hamster, your fish and your dog and your cat have been taken care of? What is the practical application of this halacha? Now, the Eish Lavrav, the Buchacha Rav, in his commentary to Simur Kufzam at Lain on this halacha, raises at least two reasons why one may not have to be cautious about this altogether. Now, the first is that, as we just said, that this might not be an Issa D'Oraisa altogether. At most, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, and at best, it's only an Eitzah Tova. Of course, we want to care for animals, and of course, this halacha is teaching that how sensitive and caring we have to be when it comes to taking care of animals, so much so that we're cautious to make sure that they eat prior to us eating. However, of course, if there's a need, and it's an immediate need, and you know, you need to eat, so then the rule would almost fall by the wayside. However, the Eish Lavrav notes that when it comes to many domesticated animals, there are specific times when the animal eats. And as such, their feeding schedule is different than our feeding schedule. And as such, the rule of Rav, of feeding one's animal prior to feeding oneself, wouldn't be applicable because the animal's been taken care of at its eating time. We eat breakfast, we eat lunch, we eat dinner. And the cat, the dog, the mouse, the hamster, the fish, and the dog may have their own system, their own schedule, and therefore the rule doesn't apply. Furthermore, the Eish Lavrav says very often, you leave out enough food for your cat, your dog, your mouse, your hamster, or your fish for days. You could leave enough food out for a cat for a day or two. You could feed your fish for a day or two. So it's not that every time you sit down and you eat, you have to first make a shachyanu and a hinani mucham zomen and pour some food into the fish tank. You have to make sure that your fish are fed. So if there's enough fish food in the tank and there's enough cat litter in the spot for the cat and enough dog food for the dog over the last few days, so therefore you don't have to be cautious prior to meal so long as you know that your dog, cat, and any domesticated animal has what it needs. A third potential reason why this may not be applicable for many of us is that many animals actually can fend for themselves. Now, probably not true about a fish in a fish tank, but certainly one can argue, and this is an argument that the Yavetz made to Yaakov Emden in his tshuva, that many domesticated animals actually can fend for themselves. A dog can go out, and a dog can find its own food, even when it's on a leash. Many dog owners have to be careful that the dog isn't going to eat by itself, and they have to be careful about that. But many indeed domesticated animals are able to fend for themselves, so maybe it's not considered that they're completely under our authority, responsibility, and achrayas. And as such, says the Yavetz, that one doesn't necessarily have to make sure that one's animal is fed prior, certainly because of the rule that they find food for themselves. Of course, the common denominator here and the rule which emerges in terms of respecting, caring, treating animals well, properly, and giving them the food that they require is certainly the call of the day. Whether it's the Raisa or whether it's the Rabbanan, certainly there's a concept in halacha called Tsar Bali Chaim. We don't like to pain or make it difficult for any animals whatsoever. And certainly if one is directly or intentionally doing that, then this is a halacha that would be abolished, one would be over and transgressed, and therefore, as a result, one should be careful and cautious. Finally, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Tshuva of Achaim Chelek Beis, mentioned in Siman Nun Beis that when it comes to feeding one's children, so one's children are and can and should be fed prior, of course, to one's pets and animals. And the reason for that is, says Rav Moshe, that this rule of prohibiting one to eat prior to one eating oneself is because that's your responsibility. But a child doesn't have that responsibility. A child is samach al shulchan aviyam. A child is subordinate, and a child isn't able to take care of himself or herself, and therefore it's your responsibility to take care of them. The child doesn't have the responsibility to make sure that the animals are fed prior to them being fed themselves. This summarizes the basic issues when it comes to the halachas of feeding one's animals prior to feeding oneself. This is how we understand the halacha. This is the issue and the basis based upon the parsha of Eliezer Eved Avram, being careful and cautious first to feed himself and only after that feeding an animal, and either that's an exception to the rule based upon the position of the Rachaim and the position of the Yad Ephraim, or it's a rule based upon the opinion of the Magen Avram, quoting the Sefer Chassidim, and when it comes to drinking, that case is different, and that's the rule that one should drink prior to an animal drinking.